You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Now, let's hear a story from our partners at San Quentin Radio.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free, I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
Getting a haircut can make a person feel good. For the men in San Quentin, it's no different. Some of the barbers are paid to cut hair. Others volunteer to do so. And it can be a complex process, but it's important in the prison environment. Incarcerated reporter Luke Calandris produced this story.
Hi, my name is Bo Gentry. I'm a barber in San Quentin State Prison. I've been a barber for about 35 years in prison.
My name is Rasan Thomas, and I moonlight as a jailhouse barber. I'm not officially assigned. I have my own clippers that I purchased from a package company, and this allows me to go around and cut hair.
My name is Lorenzo Miller, and I'm a barber in North Block. I am assigned. I've been cutting hair for over 35 years.
I enjoy my job. It just relaxes me. I enjoy it. I have fun with it. I'm a very sociable person, so I make people laugh when they sit in my chair, and I pick on everybody, and they all love it. Usually when I'm out there cutting hair, everybody's get a crowd standing around over there watching and talking. And that's how I got a rapport with everybody in my building.
It's fun being there because you hear the important things. You hear a lot of laughter. Good stories, funny jokes.
Shower nights are Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and those are the days that I cut most of the heads that I do. They come up and tell me they need a haircut, and I schedule them right then for that night or the next night or however it works out. I don't cut black hair because if I did, nobody else would come and sit in my chair. That's always been a thing throughout the prison system. When I was on the streets, I cut black hair. I go along with that, and it doesn't cause any problems. We got our black barber in the building. He's a good guy. I've known him for a long, long time, and he's a good barber. He does his thing. And even though I don't cut the brothers' hair, they're all my friends, too. They cut right next to me. We pick and joke with each other the entire time.
We have four barbers and only three chairs, but we share. When nobody's working, the other one comes in and does his thing.
One of the worst situations that I remember was when I was up in High Desert. I was the barber up there. All of a sudden, somebody started fighting around me. I locked my stuff in my box real quick because it would have got all crazy, right, if they would have got a hold of my tools.
One day, a guy that was going home, he didn't want me to cut his hair. He wanted one of his friends to do it. And that wasn't a good idea because his friend didn't know how to cut. So his friend messed up his hair. And he got so mad that he took the clippers and slammed them on the ground and broke them. And I felt offended because I'm like, you're going home and you broke the clippers. What about us? So I was very disappointed about that. And we ended up fighting behind that. I ended up beating him up before he went home. So I took cutting hair a little bit too seriously back then.
I was at another prison, Ironwood, and I was cutting hair. And somebody distracted me, talking to me. And I forgot I had the 000 on. And I was just gonna clean up his little high top fade he had. And I wasn't paying attention, and he looked at me, and it was like, no, and I said, yeah. And we took it all down. He was mad at me, but he got over it. I just had one that looked like he was riding a motorcycle backwards. His afro was tore up.
I convinced the homeboy that I was a barber, that I really knew what I was doing, and he allowed me to cut his hair, and I had no training at all, and I messed it up. Matter of fact, he wanted a design in the back of his head, and somehow I ended up putting an R, so he was running around with an R, a big giant R in the back of his head, and his name starts with a T. Oops.
What you mean, oops?
When I first got here, I was cutting a lot of hair. My reputation for a barber has grown. I'm actually pretty good right now, especially when it comes to fades and tapers. I got so overwhelmed with cutting hair. So many friends here, so many people would come to me, and my desire now is to be a writer, so I had to cut them all. They're still mad at me to this day, and there's like 5, 10 people that just won't let me not be their barber. They just come everywhere with these I say, don't come to me, homie, unless it's an emergency. And they have an emergency every week. My mother's coming. She's coming to visit. I swear to God, she's coming Saturday. You got to cut my hair. So I end up cutting more hair than I'm supposed to, because I'm supposed to be focusing on my writing. But I do enjoy cutting hair. It's just I like writing more, and I still try to find a way to do both.
There are times that you're just burnt out. You're tired, and they're still coming, you know, because that visit's for the weekend. And you still have to take the time out and say, hey, I got to get you right for your kids, for your wife, for your parents. You know, we want to make sure you're looking nice, you're looking groomed, because we don't need them to think you're stressing out. To me, that's the reward, to see somebody looking real cool.